Feds disrupt cocaine pipeline. Key player sentenced to 11 years in prison. Texas border business. U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Texas. Laredo, Texas. A 52-year-old illegal alien from Mexico living in Laredo has been sentenced for conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute more than $1 million in cocaine. Luis Manuel Castillo Garcia pleaded guilty November 3, 2025, to conspiring with others to organize and transport cocaine from Laredo to other locations across the United States and to being found illegally residing in the United States following his removal. U.S. District Judge Diana Saldana ordered Garcia to serve 135 months in federal prison for conspiracy to possess cocaine and 120 months for illegally re-entering the country after removal. Not a U.S. citizen, he is expected again to face removal proceedings following his imprisonment. At the hearing, the court heard additional evidence regarding Garcia's criminal history, including prior convictions for drug possession and illegal re-entry following removal. The court also heard evidence Garcia coordinated cocaine shipments from Mexico and participated in transporting large quantities of cocaine over an extended period. In March 2025, Garcia recruited tractor-trailer drivers, including Luis Alonso Peña Jr., to haul several loads of cocaine stored at a local yard. Garcia arranged for two trailers containing hidden compartments of cocaine to be transported from Laredo. He paid $9,000 per trailer. Authorities seized the vehicles March 4 and 5, 2025, and discovered a total of 50 kilograms of cocaine. Approximately 2 months later, law enforcement observed Garcia meet Peña at a location in Laredo. Peña arrived in a red Chevrolet Silverado and accepted a duffel bag of cocaine for transport. A subsequent traffic stop led to the discovery of the bag, which contained 15 bundles of cocaine weighing approximately 18.5 kilograms. The more than 65 kilograms of cocaine had an estimated street value of over $1 million. Peña, 31, Laredo, was previously sentenced to 56 months in federal prison to be immediately followed by 3 years of supervised release. Both men will remain in custody pending transfer to a Federal Bureau of Prisons facility to be determined in the near future. The Drug Enforcement Administration conducted the investigation with assistance from the Texas Department of Public Safety, Laredo Police Department, Border Patrol and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Enforcement and Removal Operations. Assistant U.S. Attorney Mary Lou Castillo prosecuted the case. Updated May 7, 2026.